So we were parachuting the explorer onto planet,
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Did he say shuttle going down?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Let's figure out a nice way to say how we did it.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah.
You know what? That sounds about right.
Well, we got onto the station, and we realized that the spaceship that was possibly attacked the shuttle in Chuang's star was docked because of the communication signal. We tried to see if we could get on board or try to talk to somebody on there, but we were basically sent packing. And then we tried to figure out ways to get onto the ship. One of the Drawlicite navigators that we heard about was down in a bar, and we got him drunk off the best bath spice that there was. And when he was in there, we went in there and tried to rough him up for some answers.
Do you get Drawlicites drunk with Old Spice?
Yes.
It works every time.
Yes. So, at that point, we actually recorded his confession that they were responsible for piracy and attacking that ship, which we gave to Streel. And we were thinking about sneaking onto their ship because we know that they have some artifacts on that ship from the same kind of area that the, you know, there was the artifacts on, what's the planet I'm thinking of here? Pale. Yeah. So we came up with a lot of plans that, looking back upon it, would have gotten us killed. And have now decided we're going to let Streel handle it, and we're going to head out to the planet. So, oh, and we tried to get them to leave their ship by telling them we had information on them, and kind of bungled it and got station security sent after us. But luckily, we re-edited all the phone logs. So. Yeah.
We got caught, but we didn't get proven guilty.
Yes. We're just people of interest. We're the usual suspects. So. We probably want to get off the station as quick as we can and let them forget about us.
Forget restored, you mean?
Yes. So.
I am not lending anybody any money for the casino.
I tell you, I can make you double.
I can take a dollar bill and rip it in half and make it double too.
You just gotta take a few risks once in a while.
Yeah, we should probably pick those up. people look unfavorably on people leaving those around. Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, we might need them too. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, what in our finest moments, Eric? Let's just...
No.
Void sickness, that's what it is.
We might be okay if that one just somehow never makes it there.
Yeah. It all seemed logical at the time.
At the moment, it looked like a good idea.
Yeah.
We started looking at it more, too.
All right. I guess fade to black.
Things looking like a good idea usually are followed by, hey, y'all, watch this.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can pay the back. I just buy some souvenirs and that's it.
I think it's probably safer for me if I just get on the ship and listen to the Blue Danube there. A little 2001 action. Oh, did the pirate ship leave?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, hopefully they get intercepted.
Yeah, but nothing will happen until they're further out system.
Oh, so it's our pirates versus their pirates.
Pretty much. I mean, that is the war between Pan Galactic and Streel. It's, you know. Well. Got to return the favor.
Indeed. Hey, I'm agreeing.
I don't think
I
so.
I think we just get let's get planet side.
Yeah, with an hour.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's a
sorry.
Are there a lot of people here wearing pangalactic suits? Because it's mostly pangalactic.
I hope the crew's wearing uniforms. With a name like Sandy Bottoms, I'm expecting overalls.
Yeah, this is going to suck for you Azirians.
Do I look fat to you? I feel a little wider.
Yeah. Man.
Okay. There's no map we have, right? Okay.
Yes. Hello. Y'all see my baby?
Can I check to see if anyone's watching us while we're doing this? Okay.
cameras everywhere, dude.
Okay. Well, when I get to the explore, I'm going to open it up and make
it. You didn't go through customs or anything like that? Okay.
Tell you what, customs have gotten really lax if they let us on board.
Are we supposed to check in with Streel? I like the sound of that.
You're fired!
That's not okay. We didn't actually attack, so we probably won't be fired. Maybe.
I get in the passenger. I get in the driver's side. Who's going to be passenger? Who's that guy?
Left-hand side world or right-hand side road world? Okay.
There's no English people here, so let's say the correct side.
Don't try to test me time because we're gonna crash. My roads aren't good, you know this.
Actually, your roll was great last week when it counted. So. So we're not in jail.
Yeah. I think we should go straight to the Streel offices, personally.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Streel. Burger joint. Remember, airplane food sucks. My first stop in Tokyo is get a burger.
Hey, what was the name of the chain restaurant to up on the station?
You didn't write it down?
That company's going out of business soon.
Laco Taco, that was it.
Laco Taco?
Yeah, Laco Taco.
Going to tell you.
Like they choose to like purple walls and green walls and
I'm starting to think that that restaurant chain is like Loco Taco.
Why, are you feeling the effects a day later?
Well, you know, it's just, I can see these haciendas here.
Okay.
I told you we're fired, dudes. A bowl for me.
A bowl.
Very diverting.
Than you would have preferred.
Complicated. Did you get our message about our evidence, I guess? Was it a taking care of with a wink or taking care of?
Of our pay grade, dudes.
All right. Well, won't see that ship again.
No, we'll make it. Then we're going to be in serious trouble. There we go. Drowsy chairs.
Kind of like it.
Pour the drink in the bottom and sit on top.
Nice. Oh, yeah, Mr. Parkell.
All right. So we need to go and find him. Is that what I'm hearing?
Have all the artifacts from that site been transported? Because it seems like he's got the inside information on those artifacts. Well, if I might, I don't need to know too much. Well, actually, would be helpful to the artifact that was intercepted, or they tried to intercept on the way back to Pale. What, if you don't mind me asking, kind of was that artifact, and how? I mean, have they tried to go after other artifacts that you've had from this site, or is maybe there's something special about that artifact? Well, I'm just wondering if you don't think they were special, maybe special for some reason. Any of his old colleagues? Okay.
How well is this guy dressed that we're talking to? Any credentials on the walls? Like university degrees, awards?
Xeno plumbing certificate?
How often, just do we know that how often they rotate personnel on LACO? Like, would this guy have been here for a while, or is he doing his little rotation? Yes. Okay, so he might have helped start the war. Okay.
All right, so we gotta go check out the site. Can we get the directions and the map to the location? Not any hazardous life forms.
So we're not going to be running into Cybo Dragon, things like that. All right. Are there any supplies that you guys could give us that are what we'll need if we do run into it out there, since we're in emergency? It's pretty sparse out there.
Well, I would like you to upload the maps that you have of the area to our...
Okay. And I kind of like the idea getting a ton of water for the back of the...
I want to get a couple of cases of water.
Survival, get you like tents and just in case. All right.
Dehydrated water.
I think we might need some colorful clothing to blend in as well, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
with the locals.
Scarves, man.
In the heat?
Yes. Lightweight scarves and big, huge brimmed hats.
Arriba!
A bandana. Oh, that's some riddles.
Keep talking. Head scarves.
How boring.
With the mustache.
Oh, crap. There goes my original idea.
I think we bought containers, but I don't think we didn't fill them, so we're going to fill them. No.
That'd be more than that on this planet.
Charles. A drone fight sport, man. Get a big heavy thing and carry it between your arms. Waddle over there. Wah!
Just reshape yourself into a nice saddle shape and we'll just load it on you.
Actually, I think Drowl's like falling water might just like boom a hole for it inside. It's... Waddle over, pour it back out.
Gamma World 3rd Edition. I always liked it. It always reminds me of Yazirian's Gone Wild.
Yeah! Thank you.
can we get a sat phone or something? Radio phone, yeah. Okay, I'd like to get a radio phone. Let me like that. Okay.
Can you get the goggles like I did put in UV to stop the glare?
Okay. Okay.
If you're a Yazirian and you don't have a pair of sun goggles, you're kind of stupid.
Yes.
There you go.
How does that work with Drolocyte? Okay.
We're so cool. It looks dark to us all the time.
Yeah.
That's our fascination with colors. It's like, ooh, does this look good together? How about this?
No.
Yeah, I always wondered that. Say that the Drolocytes and Dramune color themselves in all paint themselves in different shades of gray. Okay.
I always imagine they use patterns in it.
Okay.
The squiggly pattern means I'm kind of grumpy today.
All right.
If it's swirly, I'm like happy.
Is there anything else you guys think we might need worried about breaking down out there, or more than likely having to run from something and then getting stuck out there?
Well, do our chronicomes connect with the satellite network?
Okay. But could we have a relay hooked up to the Explorer and then hook that up to our chronocoms?
That's what I'm thinking the sat phone would do for us.
Like the radio phone, hook the radio phone up to the Explorer. Yeah, but I'm right. Saying if but we hook that up, would then we could
bridge our yeah.
Oh, I see. Use the radio phone as a patch.
Yeah, like if we had a hub, using that as a hub. All right. What about the other thing I wanted to look for was tracking devices. Maybe we could put one on each of us. If we needed to, or be able to remove it and put it on something. Just like a tracker for our clothing, just so, you know, if there's a sandstorm or something and we get lost or separated.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Because I'm just looking at, you know, all the things that could go wrong in this. So... that's all I was
thinking. Nothing's going to go wrong. What are you talking about?
Do we need air filters? Yeah, if sand kicks up like that.
Like masking?
No, for us.
Like a mask if we had to to go in the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Does anybody have binoculars?
I think I do. Hang on.
Yeah, right. particular name. Thinking that they were too expensive to... No, I actually have them on mine. Okay.
No, I have sun goggles and IR goggles. I do not have magnet goggles.
IR goggles are going to look very redshifted right now.
Well, at night, you know, could be useful.
There could be quite the temperature swing between day and night. What's the day? How many hours were day here? 60 hours.
Oh, there is one other thing to think of here. Can we get an explorer-sized tarp that blends in with... Yeah, it's a camo tarp. Okay. I'd like to do that. Get one of those.
Shoot. We're going to do that. Why don't we put a front loader on the front of the explorer so we can dig our own hole and drive into it.
Actually, some digging implements. No. Some digging implements would not be a bad idea. So,
actually, that would be, that is a good idea. Some shovels would be.
So, is it okay? The typical dirt around here, is it just sand everywhere, or is it going to get hard, caliche type stuff? Okay, Nevada dirt is like harder than rock. I mean, seriously, as soon as it gets wet, it turns into this slush. But the rest of the time of the year, you don't even take a backhoe to it. It breaks backhoes.
At least we won't need the machete.
But yeah, some shovels would be good. We might find that useful.
Some shovels and some pry bars.
And the proverbial 10-foot pole. We need one of those.
I know. I'm just worried about it all. I'm just trying to get us all set up, you know?
I know. I was listening to a thing earlier this week about why the 10-foot pole was in the standard D&D equipment pack, and it was the way they used to play. Everyone walked around tapping the floor with the 10-foot pole. Yep. They didn't get off limbs.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
What about a generator then? Oh, shucks. Come on, guys. We could be out there for a long time. And how are we going to play Xbox if our batteries are dead? And if we're going to be digging at all, what about some kind of service robot to do that for us?
A
robot? What do you mean he can ride on the top?
Humanoid type or something like that.
hey, John, no, what do we have? What do we have robot wise that you're bringing with us?
I have actually a good assortment of, you know, motors, stepper motors, actuators, you know, a couple of, you know, circuit boards, you know, with the
okay,
you know, so you know, just good.
Damn.
I still say we should take a second.
I want to get the air blower. Like a leaf blower kind of thing. So we could always blow sand. If something breaks, I could blow sand out of it before I start working on it.
Brand name Dyson. Yeah, science fiction, man. We gotta have science fiction names.
Yes, we will.
Six cubic meters is pretty good space.
No, we strap.
Oh, we could strap stuff on the top.
We want to look. We want to look like, you know, World War II with the shovels on the outside.
The Rat Patrol. So we're posers right now, is what you're telling us.
I've been watching them late night movies on the
Netflix.
Well, yeah, or the in between stations of your regular programming, the old stations.
Late night. All right.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I think we're ready. Gonna. So. Just quickly, who wants to edit the stuff that we put on here on the floor? Because we have an Explorer character sheet.
Oh, crap, Jack. Okay, hold on. Let me get a pen and paper.
All right. I think we should just head out.
Head out to the site.
Is there a particular place where employees hang out that we need to get to at least say hi and meet a few of the regulars, you know? Typical club hangout, bar, rec hall, something like that, that we should make ourselves known. Has anybody else worked this guy before that we could go talk to and see what a previous investigator's done? Okay.
Okay. On.
We should probably get some rest.
That would make sense.
That would make our faces known to some of our people that we're working with. Maybe we meet an important NPC or not, I don't know.
Oh, all NPCs are important, right?
Some are cannon fodder.
That makes them important because, you know, saves us from.
That's true.
Wouldn't the half and half have to be a little, like 10 hours on each side of it, though? Okay. Gotcha. I was getting confused there. Okay. Thank you. I was having trouble there for a second. I was thinking it started at midnight. And okay.
Do we have 3 10-gallon kegs? Or how many 3 10-gallon kegs? Everlord, Desert Cat, Desert Gun.
Alright. Well, while he's driving, I'll just be...
Tom, did you touch my character sheet in Roll 20 while I was out? Or okay, just wondering if there's anything new there.
I'm trying to think. Okay, we got the camel tarp cover, the 3 12-gallon kegs, the air blower, the desert kits. What else?
The air blower, the
yeah, but the extra battery,
the shovels, and all that pry bars. Oh, and some chain. You need to pull something out with a chain. There actually should be something new in his character sheet if you haven't touched it. We all got a lot of cash.
When did we get the cash? Was that...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like... I want to say it was like 750 total or something. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure he got that on his character there.
How much chain?
I don't know. 20 feet? 10 meters. 10 meters is probably good. Okay. While we're driving, I'm just going to be searching the horizon, searching the air, just checking things out.
Has it been that long? Wow.
Yeah, because we had a couple weeks there where Tom actually had to work.
That's very good.
Nice.
11. Right. Cool.
Okay. Okay. So we want to radio up ahead and let them know that we're coming. Yep, that's us. Thanks very much. Which one is in the garage? The big one? All right. Be going in there. Okay, so when I pull into the garage, I also check to see what other vehicles are in there. Okay. One of them is coolly painted as ours, the fin in the back. We park it up. Hear everything.
Happens to me every day.
Well, we've been on the road for a while. Any chance we can get something to eat?
Okay. So is Chakal some scientist or is she just an administrator? Okay.
All right.
What's for dinner?
Steak. Is there anything local? My character loves to eat new things. Okay.
Is all humans, or is it all humans, or we see some other races here?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if they're there, I guess we start asking them questions about... God, dang it, I can't even read what the name was.
Parkel.
Yeah, Parkel, yeah.
Okay. Eru Parkel.
How we approach that? You know, if he's got compatriots, they might be a little. Does the administrator know why we're here?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, we. Okay. Yeah, well.
Okay, I think that's where we start our questions.
I'm from
then.
The finance and insurance division. I need to know what that stuff was that was absconded with or lost.
Well, I don't even think we need to go that far. I think we need to say, hey, this guy's interested in getting your research. And if we kind of put it that way, these guys are scientists. They'd probably be more than willing if you say, hey, they're trying to steal your research.
Unless they're double dipping.
Yeah, I think we just simply start off by asking them to tell us a bit about their operation, just like investigators would, and then start saying, so, you know, tell us about your personnel, and is there much turnover, and then that leads to recent folks that have left, and then, you know, you automatically just keep following up the questions.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't watch the right holovids, I guess.
Do we each get our own table that we talk to a group of people?
Hey, Tom, I know we're just going in there to eat lunch right now, but generally throughout the day, I'm really checking out that fence and seeing if I notice anything. I don't know, like areas where the fence has been breached or it looks a little loose or something.
Weekly, I always think about that same thing.
Well, is it in the hot part of the day again?
No, it's still dark.
We could go out for a nice evening stroll. Just kind
of most of the work is going to be done during the night because in that.
But let's talk to everybody first.
Yeah,
but I mean,
daytime is when most of the people are going to be asleep. You can't be outdoors when it's too hot digging
down the holes.
So all those trenches are none of them look new. Because I know there was the earthquake and all.
Yeah. Does it look explosive to me?
Is it?
It's very, very long ago.
It happened thousands of years ago. And how tall is it? Okay.
Four-sided. Four-sided.
Is it opaque glass? Sorry. Okay, that's up there. Gotcha.
And PGC has those. Well, sure, you can see them. They're all shiny in the sun.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Chicheka, I think your ancestors were really kind of OCD about straight things.
So the damage, though, looks like something just went right up and knocked each one of them, right? Taking sheets of wood for the explorer.
Is it metal or is it rock? What is it?
Transparent aluminum.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So this is like.
So that was this after the pirate attack. Okay.
Okay. So, but that's after the personnel already left. There's only 15 people. Okay.
So we barely had time to get here after the. After this earthquake.
Okay.
So did the earthquake actually damage these buildings to open them up, or? So was the floor made out of the same material as the buildings?
It might have been a doorway that the last part fell off yet.
Question, were any artifacts found right after the earthquake, and that were they on the transport that was attacked?
That's
recent day.
So what did they find? Have you found any more that are still here? Have you found any more like it here? Yeah. Oh, they're all geeking out on us. So did you find any bodies? Oh man. How about pictures? What do they look like?
No iconography.
No writing.
So we don't even know what a tetrarch looked like. I really want to know that. I was watching this Holovid show late one night, and they swore they looked like Vrusk.
Oh, yeah.
The guy... Angel, what's the guy's name again?
Oh, Parkel.
Parkel. What did Parkel do here?
Oh, great. So he gave that information up.
Maxidermis, that's the guy that stuffs him.
He was just trying to class him. Did he leave on good terms?
Yeah. repeat.
Mitsu. I hate to put it this way, but did anyone ever do like an audit of the inventory in the collection after he left?
The problem is, if he was cataloging and he could have just left that off the list.
Yeah, I know.
That's the part that I was thinking of. I was like, damn, he cataloged everything. So he could have just taken whatever he wants and be like, oh, yeah, he's got left off the list.
Who does this job now?
That's a guy we should talk to.
Did you get any records from him?
Okay.
I check out some of the things that we found.
Have you guys ever heard the word gold?
That's the tetrarch.
There you go.
Okay, just wondering, you know, funky stone from another planet, and okay, sorry, late night security.
It could happen.
Tom, who is security around here? Who is security around here? Oh, Walker and Jonas. That's it. They don't want to handle the laser towers too.
Okay. How do they know not shoot you? Really? Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, I felt really bad when you said scientist security, because I know how that bad that really is. Yeah, I've been on some digs. So.
Into that whole loose lips sink ships thing. Really? Are they made of glass too? I'd like to see that. Mm-hmm.
Question.
Someone tells me these are weapons. Because that would make them cool.
Let's work on the assumption that Parkel knew that you guys had found something, which is why he knew to send the ship after us. There, after that shuttle,
right.
How would he have found out about it? I mean, would you guys have communicated it? And like, were you overexcited and didn't go through coded channels, or did you tell a lot of other people, or have you been in contact with other science groups?
How How many other digs are there on Laco that are doing this kind of stuff? Oh, so this is kind of cut their teeth, man. Is this where archaeologists come to cut their teeth? You guys get to public? Okay, we would probably know this a little bit. Do they get to publish in like a National Geographic? Is there popular press like National Geographic team?
Well, do you think maybe we could possibly
come to the glass pyramid? Is this site
right? Has any reporters been around this site? Nothing's been featured in the popular press.
All right. Okay. But I'd also like our tech guys to maybe check out your computer system and maybe the cataloging system.
Yes.
So, I'm just trying to figure out how they come out and if there is maybe. Parkell recognized some piece as being important from his work. Like, he's looking at all the artifacts because he's cataloging them. He might have a good idea of what some of them do that he mentioned to you guys. Well, some people like to keep... They like to keep things close to the vest and, you know, work on a theory. And then he sees something and then, hey, wait a minute, it all fits together.
You guys ever visit each other's digs? Any consultants? Any of them guys visited here recently or
Okay.
Don't you guys have non-disclosure waivers and whatnot?
Yeah, that stuff never works.
Tremendously unprofessional,
man. Publish or perish.
I tell you what, guys, I want to go down the hole.
I do too. I want to see the mini pyramid. Yeah.
I like how you're saying that the non-disclosure never works, because in my experience, it never does either.
Yeah. Well,
it never does.
Fandis exists because iOmega wouldn't.
Yeah.
So the idea is walked away from iOmega and became SanDisk. Oh, well. That's another life. We'll go on.
We should probably wait till Angel gets back.
Yep.
In a previous job, I was a reporter at a business publication, and ways we get stories is we would just kind of wander down to the building, and one of the guys had a pack of cigarettes on him, and we just sit out there acting like they were smoking, you know? And then you would just listen to all the guys that, you know, non-disclosure says you shouldn't be talking about anyway outside the building. And that's how we got a lot of our stories.
Wow.
Sounds pretty effective.
Something you might mention to anybody who takes smoking breaks if you have sensitive information.
Well, I'll tell you what. In the military, that is where everything gets discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally everything. So there would be times I'd go hang out in the smoke pit even though I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You know, just so that it was kind of more of a schmoozing thing.
Well, that's what we were talking about yesterday. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago in the other Discord channel? You know, what would one like a Varesk do to get ahead if he had, you know, a boss who was a Drolocyte? Would he hang out in the steam room and basically be turning himself into a lobster?
It's kind of interesting when you start thinking those things through.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there corresponding chambers?
Hello?
Are there corresponding chambers like this? Great. Yeah, I mean, if this is a reproduction of the Great Pyramid, smaller, I'm wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so guys, we got to go find the staff of Ra.
That's
we got to find the power source. What happens if we just push some buttons or flip whatever's levers or things?
I don't think that's our job.
Levers in this tech? Buttons and levers?
This is not what we're researching, guys.
Yeah, I'm right here. That blockage, that would go to the other room, right?
Yeah, we're getting punchy. Can we push buttons or did the scientists like, no, don't touch it? Oh, hey, the up and the down, they're always backwards. That's why you can't fly the ship.
That's right.
Hold on, Tom. Right here. That leads to the other room that was directly across from this, right?
And those...
Dude, I say we blast it. If we can't blast through the plug, we gotta blast around the plug.
Wait a second. The control center's where that center room was, right? The center building. So where does this go?
Both of those tunnels are blocked, right?
Right, but that one looks like it goes straight across, like where the other building is. That one doesn't go to another building, according to their above schematics.
That's true.
Have you tried micro-robots to crawl through and... Oh, so it's not rubble.
Hmm.
Now they're trying to get... All delicate like
that. Man, we need a sonic roto-rooter thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Place look like in the electromagnetic spectrum? No, but like, is this? Can we even get radio reception down here? Or here? Okay, but is there a lot of other radio static, radio energy going on?
Can.
Ooh.
This can you,
on, man. Or at least,
can you show us where the artifacts were that were taken out of here? Like where you found them?
What do these artifacts look like?
And why they're not called the Pentarchs.
Dude.
Okay. Did you guys like do holograms of this entire place before you started touching stuff? Can we see those? Can you superimpose that around here or that?
I got a question for you. If these things seem to be responding to motion. Bioenergy, maybe, or motion, how many people have you had down here? Time. No, at the same time. Do you ever think about getting more people?
Yeah! How many scientists can you fit into a room?
No, but I mean, if it's responding to bioenergy.
Is it? Or is it something else that's going on?
Yeah.
It's stayed on even since they've left. Stays on all the time.
Yeah,
maybe they're coming back.
Oh God, they're gonna land on the pyramids.
Well, I think if they're lined up so well, I mean, it could be like their spaceship lands on 5 points. You know, there's like 5 landing things, one in the middle and 4 corners that just land perfectly on those.
I kind of think we should get our tech people to look through the computer system, and we're not going to figure this out. They probably have John and Angel have a better chance of figuring this out than we do. They've got some technical.
Yeah, but will they let us touch
the first of all?
Well, the computers, at least, to see if, figure out why how the guy.
First of all, they're probably quantum computers, because that would be a natural fit for a base 4. Quantum computing is base 4. So, we could probably guess that part.
Well, they also could just have four toes, you know. Four eyes. Four eyes, yeah. And you feel bad for the kid with glasses, and they call him eight eyes.
Well, I know is four-eyed.
So, why don't we get the our tech guys working on things? Because I don't know if we're going to be able to do unless we could try to see, you know, if we maybe could try to figure out a connection with the artifacts that were taken with the import of it being down here. But I don't, since this is in Streel control, I don't know why Pan Galactic would want it if it opens up something here.
Right, but if
it's, see, this is the thing I'm worried about. I'm worried that these artifacts
are happening or that are causing effects at the pyramids or vice versa.
I'm worried that these artifacts are controllers for this room. They're somehow, you know, and you know, possibly some of the controlling factors have to do with relationships between artifacts and things in the room and stuff.
Well,
I would bet that there's, you know, they ship stuff away.
Yeah.
Here. These are the people that find them and stuff. They ship them away. There's got to be some bigger wig PGC and Streel guys that don't swap companies that are a lot more secure. And they're the ones that actually get to turn these things on and see what they do.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're trying to stuff happen, we're not going to find out about it down here. We're going to have to look up there to figure out how the information was getting to PGC that they need to steal these particular artifacts.
Is the miniature pyramids on like any movable platform that you could spin?
But they match the other site. Right. So are any of these lit up or, you know, have they ever been lit up? See, I really wonder if it's either like a monitoring room or a control room or something like that. And so they would want to, it's like if they can use this to see into pyramids that they couldn't see into or, who knows?
I'm wondering, did you already say something about this? Did they check the floors of these other ruins to see if any of those have, you know, weak spots that could be knocked in to underground?
Yeah,
but can I make an intuition check just to see if there's anything weird or out of the ordinary that they might have not have mentioned? Like maybe they're not telling us that may be relevant to this. Yeah, I didn't make it.
But nothing comes to mind.
Now, the doorway to the control room, it was just an archway or was it an actual door? Okay. And there's no other, like, nothing else that looks like a sliding door or anything else on any of the other walls? And what about the ceiling?
Have you done anything crazy like pretend like the artifacts are action figures and move them around this miniature pyramid area?
Can I make a perception check on the or intuition check?
You really want to have a magic roll, don't you?
Okay, let's search for secret doors.
Oh, get the 10-foot pole.
Dude, I just wanna get our demolitions guy to, you know, just let him place a couple of charges on these block passages.
Well, that's a pretty decent question though. Can you stand where the sun would be rising and light a flashlight, see if it shines something?
Okay. Give it a try. Do it. It worked in Indiana Jones.
Give it a try. Do I gotta roll? Okay. Nothing's going.
I'm
retiring.
Dude, you guys should make replicas of these and sell them at the starport to all the people when they're leaving. Hey, I survived Laco.
What if, I don't know, maybe something as crazy as the axial tilt of the planet is different than it used to be. So the sun, the equator is not the same place, and east wasn't the exact east at the time.
Oh, good.
Have we annoyed the eggheads yet?
When we shine the light, if anything was shining inside the real pyramid. I don't know, though.
Was there anything in this town that was similar to the artifacts that you were finding? I'm just trying to find out that what he would have seen that would have told him, hey, that artifact is different or special.
We got to see that hologram.
Yeah, let's look at the hologram.
I think it's movie night time. Let's go watch holograms.
As long as it's air conditioning.
Has anyone left your staff? Yeah, since this has been found. Well, I'm out of options.
Now they're powered up. That's weird.
Have they ever gone on the ground before in any of the other sites? Now, from a techie's eyes, does there anything there that looks like it would like fit into like a slot or?
My role was just to look at all the artifacts and see if I can perceive anything that looks, or like it could have been important or. Scientist. Do we have a list of the items that went missing?
Nothing went missing. They tried to steal. Do we have a list of the items they tried to steal?
No, that's true. We don't have the... We don't know what they actually found on the ship yet.
Do we have a detailed manifest of what they sent to be shipped? Okay. While everyone's looking at the artifact, can I look to see if there's anything out of place in the room itself, like a camera that shouldn't be there or that kind of thing? No.
I'm wondering if there's anything that was found on that ship that was in this room. Yeah, the recovered. Ooh. Okay. What did he perceive as out of place item?
Okay. Do any of the artifacts connect to each other? The small ones.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're all going down.
See, we got a lot more people down there.
That's right. It's
called science.
Let's go do science, guys.
Oh, now he's going to blind us.
Crap.
Dude, what? Hit it with more flashlights.
Somebody should be checking this.
What's happening at the real pyramid? What do you call somebody there, or can we? I know we're breaking rules there if we talk between PVC and. But what do our satellites say? You know, what's going on at that place?
Is this going to be like us calling them? It's like we're calling them up and asking Bridges. What's going on with your pyramids?
Is it sunrise?
Well, what do you guys think?
Bad feeling about this.
I say we shine the flashlight some more and keep calling the mothership.
Sir. So, only the middle one?
Mm-hmm. Is there if you turn on, you know, like light sensors, can you detect any modulation in the frequency or anything like that? Okay. Okay.
Is it warm to the touch or not?
I say pull out the flashlight again and make more sparklies. And what happens if you shine the flashlight on the control panels?
Maybe it's not that there's a lot of people down here, but a lot of different people come down here. More different people.
Ah. Designed to open up to variety, huh?
Well, like if you get a lot of the same people over and over, it realizes there's not many. But if you get a lot of unique people coming, it's realizing that more and more people are down here, so more and more systems are unlocked.
How many rusts have come down here?
Cheche, do you know any, you know, like old folk songs? You know, maybe it's
let's do some Tai Chi.
Why don't we have him do it? Sing a dance. It? Where he puts, you know, four legs in the air at a... I don't know.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
This almost feels like watching a pot boil.
All right, Checheka.
I was about to say, something for it. See if vibrations do anything to it.
Good, 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 good vibrations.
I think they have to be in tune.
Good, 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 good.
Well, you know. And light goes out.
But did they try hitting it with a tuning fork? Let it. Okay, I don't like that you rolled. What I do? What happened?
What about wind? Somebody blow on them.
We have totally annoyed the eggheads. They're like, okay, take the amateurs out of here.
We might have annoyed them. For us, their pyramid wouldn't be glowing.
Right.
Yeah, we all know
scientific evidence that we had anything to do with that.
We all know as soon as we leave, they're going to try blowing on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Happy birthday to
the pyramid.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I like that idea. I'll walk around with him.
Yeah.
As long as we don't run into ED-209.
What are you doing practicing on private property?
I'm curious about the perimeters of each of these ruins.
That can be another good one. Just go check out each one of the buildings. So run it twice, you get a kilometer in.
Okay.
Is that cabling buried in any spots or? I wonder if somebody, how would we search for this to see if somebody maybe has tapped it so that they can see what's being, because it's probably communications and stuff.
I have a question.
Oh.
As a scout, like we're, you know, I've got some actual knowledge. I'm going to just do like a 360 the entire site, looking around. If I was going to observe this, how do I get this thing here? How do I get it to do the little mark? If I was going to observe that right there, is there any place outside the facility, you know, within like a little bluff or something, a mile, kilometer away or something? That'd be a good place to hide. What would be the best?
So what if this...
Well, then we'll go on the one on the right. I kind of want to go out there.
Yeah, but what if somebody has set it up to where they can turn off said turret because they've hacked these things, and then they could come in, do their will, and then walk away with nobody knowing that they came into the perimeter?
They'd still have to get through the fences.
The gate or the barbed wire.
But the barbed wire is pretty large and large coiled.
Yeah, no, that's not easy to do. It's big as your wire. That if it's like in the World War II, it's way. Yeah, no, I've had to deal with that once. Now over here, is that an opening?
You know what? With it being dark, I would like to take my IR goggles and just kind of inspect the floors and everything of these ruins, you know, the edges, you know, the perimeters with the IR goggles, see if any, you know, bright spots are visible. Okay. 31. What is my perception? Or what? Oh. Yeah, that's where the control room is. And so we've got some kind of heat radiating out of there.
Is the heat changing over time, getting warmer, or is it? We should be monitoring, like, hey, you know, is it getting warmer? Like, you know, the pyramid down there in the model was glowing.
Well, tell the scientists. Maybe they can measure the 1%, if it's going up in 1% as well.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'm okay.
Show you a thermal. I got a thermal detonator here.
Now the
that's just a rock.
Inside the ruins, are the floors all clean and smooth?
I just armed it.
Okay, and in each one of the ruins are there.
So if I let you guys come clean my house, you'd haul the dirt away and do it all for free?
Now, the floor is made out of the same stuff as the ruins, right? This diamond. Now, what he's
cracked, like this could be coming through, or
where he found the heat was inside, right?
Not coming through like cracks in the ground or?
That's what I was going to say.
I think I'm thinking that's the power source.
Yeah, most likely. But I'm trying to see if there's any other entrances in the other ruins that go down. Like maybe if we could pour water on the floor, if it'll see a leak or a seep.
Oh yeah, let's go short out some 10-billion-year-old power generator down there.
That's right.
If the earthquake didn't do it, I'm not going to.
Does it rain here? Has it rained since the earthquake?
Dune, Arrakis, desert planet.
I wasn't going for that one, but I was thinking if it's already rained and it's not shorted anything out, then we can, then we know that's a safe experiment.
I doubt it's going to sort it out.
Just take a water bottle and dump it on the floor. What do we care? We're not scientists. If we broke it, we not like you break it, you bought it.
I want to get in. Yeah, I want to get in.
Hey, we've already found two good things for them. I mean, you know.
Yeah, come on. I'll take a water bottle out, and I take a swig, and then drop the thing on the floor.
They're going to look at you funny.
They already think we're weird. We're amateurs.
Oh God.
You notice they think you're
Look at Eric. Wow.
What did I just roll? I
rolling. Wait, how do I do it again?
Flash RD 100.
Yes.
I forgot the D. I'm like, come on.
I'd like to point out we're in
33.
Better not be those guys that we fought last time.
That is a great stopping point.
I was going to use my magnet goggles. But...
I'm using my Mark 1 eyeballs.
I'm using the scope on my rifle.
A 7's pretty dang good. I mean, it's like, I see something.
Wow, we're all pretty decent. Holy crap.
Red alert.
Another shuttle laser.
Well, there's lasers in the tower.
Okay. Which one? The top or the bottom? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Top left.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm scrolled to the wrong end of the map. I was scrolled to the wrong end of the map. Upper right.
Upper left. Left.
Any logos, markings on these? But friend and foe on the lasers decided they're foe.
They're foe.
I think we called this in for backup, man.
I'm running to our Explorer.
This is corporate war territory, so it's okay for them to bring in the jet fighters.
Yeah, I'm going to run to the Explorer also and start getting the mortar ready.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to man the. I'm going to run to the Explorer, man with machine gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have fun, and tell your wife to take a later flight next time.
Ooh, Boston, my favorite part.
All right.
Well, okay.